USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's now been a full month since the partial government shutdown, and President Trump's proposed deal on Saturday doesn't seem to have made any headway with Democrats. Vice President Mike Pence spoke on Fox News.
What President Trump did here was he set the table for a deal.
Not long after the president had asked for border wall money again, congressional Democrats had made their own no-deal proposal. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
We have three words to the president: open the government. 800,000 federal workers have been held hostage. They're being used as pawns. If I don't get my way, I'm not going to pay these folks. That's a very bad, cruel thing to do.
Schumer is now calling for legislation to provide financial protection for those unpaid federal workers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA, that's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
British police are shaking a finger at Prince Philip. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
British media reports officers had the talk with Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth, after he was photographed driving while not wearing a seatbelt just 2 days after he was involved in a serious crash. Norfolk police say, quote, suitable words of advice have been given to the driver. As for the crash, it happened on Thursday when Philip was driving a Land Rover that collided with a Kia, injuring two women.
The Midwest and New England are digging out after a winter storm dumped up to 20 inches of snow. Paulo Sandoval reports more than 28,000 are without power in Connecticut.
Low temperatures combined with that precipitation that does continue to come down, it is prone to accumulating not just on the road but also on the power lines. And that's why leading up to this weather event, we have seen utility crews throughout the Northeast standing by because there is that real potential of power outages.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The partial government shutdown has left some websites vulnerable. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
With the partial government shutdown continuing and no votes expected anytime soon, one of the areas that is now being affected is cybersecurity and keeping us safe from hackers. Kirk Knutson is a cyber guy. He explains.
Yeah, and we love, by the way, what happens when we finally wake up to the idea that in this country, the real core people that are at the defense of cybersecurity are the ones that should be paid more already, and now they're not getting a paycheck. And what's happening is there's this thing called the brain drain going on in the U.S. government, and that is when corporate structures come in and they're at this moment having an idea of saying, hey, this might be the perfect time to take away from the Department of Homeland Security.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Los Angeles Rams have won the NFC Championship, and they're now headed to the Super Bowl. L.A. trailed the entire game against the New Orleans Saints before tying the game twice in the fourth quarter. The score was tied at 23 when the time ran out, pushing the game into overtime. The Rams intercepted, got in field goal range, and kicked a 48-yard field goal to win the game 26-23. The NFL championship is underway with the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the New England Patriots. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.